We have done a lot of work on First Amendment issues that deal with the use of our capital in the Occupy case, but also at the municipal level right here in Boise to ensure First Amendment rights for individuals who are homeless or on the edge of poverty.
What's left undone? What have you tried to do and not been able to accomplish?
There is a saying that no civil rights battle is ever won. And so many of the things that we are working on, we will work on again and again. But I do think that adding sexual orientation and gender identity to the Idaho Human Rights Act is vitally important and something I'm leaving in the care of coalition partners, but also the ACLU will continue working on. I do think that our public defense system needs to be fixed.
What are the big problems in the public defense system? Is it just a matter of funding, that there are not enough public defenders?
You have public defenders in some counties who are being expected to do four times the workload that really is standard. And so you have, in some cases, not only potentially innocent people going to jail, but the wrong people going to jail. Basically, we need more competent public defenders in the courtroom for the amount of charges that prosecutors across the state are bringing against people.
Is there one thing that just bothers you, that you have been throwing yourself against for a long time and just have not been able to do?
The thing that keeps me up at night really is the level of mass incarceration in our state. This notion that the solution to every single problem in our state is to create a new crime, that sort of mentality needs to stop. We are destroying people's lives. Our jails and our Department of Correction, our prison facilities, are becoming mental health facilities. They're not equipped to deal with a public health issue. This is a population that people don't necessarily raise their voices for. And so it's that issue that really does haunt me, and it should haunt all of us. I think the people who live in Idaho, myself included, love this great state. And I really don't want Idaho to have a legacy of this is where you come to be criminalized, to be persecuted if you are poor, if you have a substance abuse problem or a mental health problem.
But you are leaving us.
I am leaving. You know, this was a wonderful opportunity and one I couldn't pass up.
I would wager that a lot of people applied for that job, and I'm sure many of them were very qualified. Why do you think they chose you?
You know, I think that I have grown the ACLU in Idaho over the last 6 years in a really steady way, in a really powerful way. And I think that folks took note of that. But more importantly, I think that my ability to work collaboratively in a state like Idaho, to truly be a nonpartisan organization and listen to people. I call it kind of figuring out the Venn diagram of our issues, of where we overlap and where we can find those common values. I think those are the reasons why I was chosen for this position.